Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
In my estimation, Mormonism is a cult, and it would give credence to a cult to have a Mormon candidate. I believe Mitt Romney's a good, moral person, has a wonderful family, but that's not what makes you a Christian.
Poisonous language doesn't advance our cause. It's never softened a single heart nor changed a single mind. Let no agenda narrow our vision or drive us apart. We have important work to accomplish.
The Reverend Robert Jeffers expressing his opinion of the Mitt Romney Mormon faith, and then Mitt's response, which is a lot classier than Mr. Jeffers. You know how this is working? It's working toward Romney. It's almost like he planned this. I don't think he did. But there's much more sympathy, if that's what it is, or attention, or interest, or support for Mitt Romney because of these right-wing wackos that come up with these pronouncements. The Mormon Church, whether it's a cult, I mean, you could say that all religions are cults. It's not even the statement that's made, it's how it's made that has turned so many people off. And you hear it from the candidates, and you hear it from voters, the Values Voters Summit, these sorts of phony put-up, you can hear the disgust in my tone, and most people who look at this stuff see that it's fraudulent, and that's maybe that's enough. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the reports and the conversation. This is a talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio. Every day we do this, and then on the weekend we have a big wrap-up of the hot hits. This will be certainly included in the presidential race for the week. From CBS, Whit Johnson talks about the controversy which has put religion front and center in this race.
Mitt Romney is trying to reestablish himself as the front runner, and Rick Perry has lost some of his initial momentum. So the controversy comes at an awkward time for both, and it's the other candidates who've been forced to address it.
I think that none of us should sit in judgment on somebody else's religion.
We're not running for theologian in chief. We're running for president of the United States of America.
Straight out of the gate, GOP presidential candidates Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain were forced to answer questions about Mormonism on CBS's Face the Nation.
Do you think Mormons are Christians?
I believe that they believe that they're Christians based upon that definition.
The issue exploded over the weekend when Baptist minister Robert Jeffress introduced Governor Rick Perry.
He is a genuine follower of Jesus Christ.
Then explained to a reporter afterwards why he didn't support frontrunner Mitt Romney.
And I said, in my estimation, Mormonism is a cult, and it would give credence to a cult to have a Mormon candidate.
Governor Perry, who has fallen in recent polls, has said little about the controversy.
Mormonism is a cult.
Leaving it to his fellow candidates, like Christian conservative Michelle Bachmann.
That we don't have a test for people when they go into the White House. We do believe in tolerance and in liberty for all Americans. That's where I stand.
The issue has followed Romney since his first run for president in 2008. He attempted to quell concerns then with a speech on faith in America.
Let me assure you that no authorities of my church, or of any other church for that matter, will ever exert influence on presidential decisions.
Polls after that speech showed that 52% of Republican primary voters said most people they knew would vote for a Mormon. Fast forward 4 years and not much has changed, with about half saying the same. But still, Mitt Romney is on the defensive.
Poisonous language doesn't advance our cause. It's never softened a single heart nor changed a single mind.
Now, it's interesting to note, Pastor Jeffress went on to say that if he had to choose between Mitt Romney and President Obama, who is a Christian, he would choose Romney, no questions asked.
All right, so much to do about, no, this is all about Perry, who's not going to win anyway, and because of this sort of stuff, it would distract. If Perry were to be the nominee, in the end, this would cost the Republicans, this kind of talk is what would cost the Republicans the election. What do you think? 800-510-8255. You're getting input from lots of different sources, including me shaking the tree from time to time. Another program that shakes the tree pretty well, you know that I listen, and so the producers of the program, to a lot of talk television as well as the talk radio shows around the country. and the Daily View, which has five ladies expressing their opinions and sometimes interviewing some of the folks. There's fact and there's opinion on this program, and it's now the most popular program of its type in the country. Here the ladies on The View discuss the comments of the aforementioned Pastor Jeffries.
Now, Texas Pastor Robert Jeffries is getting a lot of heat. He called Mitt Romney's Mormon faith a cult. And he's not backing down, saying he really believes it's a false religion.
Most people just believe it's a Broadway show. You know, I mean, people know nothing about their faith. I've seen the show twice, and that's where I learned about Mormonism.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh.
I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying
we don't
know
enough about Romney from the Broadway show.
That's right. Darn it, you're too funny.
You know, it happens a lot like that. I mean, most people, when I was a kid, nobody knew what Africa was like. Then they watched the Tarzan movies. Everybody thought they knew. You know what I mean? So,
and
now people think they know Africa. They get off the plane going, Sawinya! But I mean, this is an interesting conversation because it brings up stuff that we've talked about before, whether you would vote for an atheist. Yes. Yes. Whether you would vote for an atheist president, whether you vote for a Mormon president. And I think this is one of the reasons why church and state should be separated.
Of course.
Because I don't care unless the guy's like an out and out, I'm killing everybody Satanist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I'm a little concerned.
I get you on that. But I also think like we have seen men separate. We saw Mitt Romney separate when he governed. I think that it's also something that our president does exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. I think the separation of church and state has been happening since he's taken office. If you looked at his personal beliefs, which he doesn't let us into often because it really has nothing to do with policy. He does a great job of that. Mitt Romney has done that and will do that should he be elected.
And, you know, it's very interesting. Right, all religions, didn't they all start as cults, basically, with a small group of people following somebody? So, you know.
Jeffries, he endorsed Rick Perry.
Yes. And he was a real Christian.
He said he was a real Christian, but Rick Perry said he did not agree with the pastor.
Yes. It took him a minute, sort of say it, because really.
It takes Rick Perry a minute to come around.
Well, you know, he's thinking about a lot of big stuff. And that's why it's, and then he said, yeah, no, I don't agree with that. But I mean, should you be judged what is a real Christian? I mean, we've seen people who are Christians kill their families.
I'm a crappy Christian. You know, I say this to everybody.
I'm the worst. You ain't no good.
I try so hard. I'm just so
But I don't want to elect, I'm not trying to elect a pastor. I already have a pastor, so I'm trying to elect somebody who's trying to keep our country safe and get some jobs over here. You don't need to bring your beliefs into it.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting conversation, huh? And doesn't it hit on most everybody's points of view? So what about yours? 800-510-8255. We're talking about, in general, the presidential sweepstakes. Your views on some of the things that you hear from some of these television and radio programs are certainly encouraged. It's 15 past the hour.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
800-510-8255 is the call-in line. You may become a guest there if you'd like. You can email me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. It's as easy as going to the listen box at DougStefan.com and looking at your options, which include Facebook and Twitter. Our focus on the Mitt Romney religion. Here is radio host Dom Giordano talking to a caller about Mormonism.
These shots now that just won't go away toward Mitt Romney and being a Mormon. And I understand what he's trying to do. He's going to just try to let it roll away and not fully address it, frontal assault, call more attention to it. Is it a disqualifier in your view? And if so, why? What is it that would disqualify a Mormon from being president? All right, let's go to Dave on the cell. Hello, Dave.
I don't think there's any more of a disqualifier than JFK being Catholic, but, I mean, to deny that a large sector of people believe that Mormonism is a cult is not right either.
Why do we bring things up like this? He didn't do this in the pulpit in his church. He wasn't doing that, Dave. He did it at the Values Conference. No one is holding a gun to his head around this type of thing. He wanted to go down Broadway. He wants to bring these things up.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and I would disagree. I wouldn't, for my own self and for maybe the people I talk to, then yeah, I mean, it's a cult, and that's what I believe, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to vote for him. Now, to go out on, you know, on your soapbox and say he's in a cult and you shouldn't vote for him because of that reason, I don't believe that. But to say that, you know, to not call, I'm not saying this instance, but others, the talk show host, you and others, will refuse to call people liars. I have no idea why. They misled the public. Well, why don't you just call it what it is? They're liars.
Okay.
We're
going to
talk about Mormonism,
right?
Then we, you know, it is a cult, and that's what I believe. It doesn't mean...
Well, why? What is it that makes it a cult?
The definition of cult is it's a particular religious belief that follows after a person. So not God. And if the Christians believe that Jesus is God, then it's not a person. He's God. So the Mormon faith came from a person who delivered a message and not from a God or Jesus himself. So that's why we believe it's a cult. But again, it's not something I think that, you know, he may believe in certain things that I don't agree with.
Right.
That his religion allows him to, and that's fine. But that's what I'm going to measure up.
This continues in a moment on The Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Countdown focusing on presidential politics. And most specifically, as we get started here, the controversy about Mitt Romney's religion. The more I listen to people, the more I realize that I had a bias that isn't going to affect how I vote, as it didn't back to the Kennedy comments. Joe Lieberman, a Jew, ran for vice president. It is not part of Americana anymore, any more than it is to think about the color of one's skin in terms of electability. 800-510-8255. Barry calls the countdown from Greenfield, Tennessee. So what do you think about all this hubbub, Barry?
Well, my thing is, I've met a few Mormons on bicycles, and they've come to my door occasionally. And they're very congenial, very friendly, very outgoing kind of people. But have we forgot what Reverend Wright said, who was the spiritual advisor or pastor of President Obama? And I am a liberal to a certain extent, but I can't get over what Reverend Wright said. You know, not it ain't God bless, it's goddamn America.
Well, the context, there's a lot of studying that's been done about that statement, how it was made contextually. That didn't keep Obama from getting elected, nor should this keep Romney from being elected. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. This is part of a larger conversation. Joe Scarborough and Chuck Todd on their morning program talk about Romney again, whether he's going to make any kind of speech or hold a press conference to explain or defend his faith.
Is Mitt Romney going to trot out a speech on his religious worldviews? Is he going to answer to some of the attacks he took this weekend?
I think short term he's not going to be doing that, from what I understand. He did this during the primary campaign last time, but last time he was putting such an emphasis on Iowa and South Carolina. You know, Joe, and you tell me, I think part of the reason, and there is sort of lore in Romney world, and I think it's somewhat lore more than it is fact-based, but there was certainly some whispers, but they believe that how Huckabee won in Iowa in 2008 was due to a anti-Mormon whisper campaign. Because of that belief, they've talked themselves out of, for instance, being able to even win Iowa. They've talked themselves out of being able to win South Carolina, so instead he's trying to create another path, New Hampshire, you know, do well enough in Iowa and South Carolina, and do another path where he doesn't have to get into this religious debate with evangelicals about whether Mormonism is part of Christianity or not. That said, Joe, if he's the nominee, I think it's a different conversation, and I think he's going to have to do do something again, sort of another speech like he gave 4 years ago.
Why is that?
It's just when you're the nominee, the every little thing about your life is even more magnifying than it is during a primary campaign. And so, for instance, going to church on Sundays. Where are you going to church, Governor Romney? Or, you know, where is it that you're, where are you going to go to church if you're inaugurated as President of the United States? So in that respect, it's symbolic, some of these questions that are going to get asked of him, but I think it is going to then spark that larger conversation.
All right. So is this enough of this? 800-510-8255. Quick comment from Denise. Go ahead, Denise.
Hi. I'd just like to make a comment.
Yeah, make it fast, please. We have about 30 seconds.
Okay. All religions started from a cult. I think what determines a religion, a major religion, from a cult is the size, the number of members.
Huh. All right. That's
interesting. And I think if people know the history of religion, they would be very cautious.
Yeah. The Protestant faith, for example, they were all protestors of what the Catholic Church was doing. Very sage comment. Thanks for making it. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255. We're talking the presidential race later in this half hour, the Occupy Wall Street gang, and what the conversation, and there are a lot of them taking place on talk radio. This is a review of what's going on in the world of conversation, spoken word, radio, and back to the presidential situation, moving away from the Mitt Romney. It isn't really Mitt Romney who's caused the controversy. It's this guy at this values voter summit over the weekend. So let's get back to the real news and the issues that are affecting those who are running. Herman Cain is maintaining his lead at the top of the pile. Here, talk host Brian Thomas has a conversation with Mr. Cain, and there are several different things they focus on.
You mentioned something earlier in conversation, and part of what I think is why the, as you characterize it in your materials, the American dream is under attack. Your father and mother worked hard and passed along a work ethic to you.
Yes.
What the erosion and destruction of the American family carries with it the erosion and destruction of values being passed along.
Exactly. And that's part of the problem with too many people in this country. The Declaration of Independence says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It didn't say a guarantee, and it did not say that the government was supposed to establish a department of happy.
Right.
It doesn't exist. And so too many people have gotten used to politicians and the government promising them things. Well, the only thing that I would promise people is that we are going to get back to limited government. We are going to get government to the point where it is helping to level the playing field so people can have an opportunity. But this gimme state, is we cannot survive in that particular way. And so, you know, the number one thing that I would first, there are two things I have to focus on almost simultaneously as number one and number one priority. National security, because it's being weakened. And that would be one of the first things that I would want to take a look at our military, look at Homeland Security, look at defense, and because the world is not safer, Brian. We know that. The world is not safer.
Well, and I guess on that same note, because of our fiscal issues, we can't afford to be the entire police department for the entire world without somebody giving us a little something in return.
Exactly. There's no bailout out there for Uncle Sam.
Right.
Like everybody thinks we're supposed to bail everybody out. And the second thing concurrently that I would be focusing on is the economy. The measures that were taken at the end of last year by the Congress and administration of extending the tax rates for 2 years didn't go far enough. The tax rates needed to be made permanent. That would have provided some certainty to businessmen who are going to be making multi-billion-dollar investment decisions. Secondly, we are the only country in the last 20 years, the only developed country in the last 20 years that has not lowered its top corporate tax rate, which means that other countries are becoming much more business-friendly than we are. It's simple economics in that regard. But our government has been stubborn about doing that because they have been more interested, especially within the last 2 years, of playing the class warfare card. And that has hurt our economy and has also hurt workers in this country.
Amen to that. I sound like I'm beating the drum for Herman Cain, but I think he has a more common sense and speaks to the real issues, he and Ron Paul, than any of the others. That's my opinion. What's yours? 800-510-8255. And in case you haven't been following along, the next Republican presidential gathering, a debate, in New Hampshire tonight. The Washington Post and Bloomberg are sponsoring this. Should be an interesting one. Can Rick Perry use the event to turn around his campaign? He has lost his position as the front runner. Mitt Romney has as well. Herman Cain has managed to keep himself on top for the last week or so. So is the fate of the campaign, is the Perry campaign either up or down? He's raised $17 million, but is it money alone that makes the win? He is not very substantive, I don't think. What do you think? Again, I asked that question because we're interested in having lots of different points of view experienced here. 800-510-8255. Next up on the docket, conversation with radio man Lou Pate and a focus on Herman Cain and who's afraid of Herman Cain.
This is why Herman Cain is a nightmare to the Democrats. First of all, it shouldn't matter, but he's black. Okay. Secondly, it should matter is that he is incredibly intelligent. He is a self-made man. He breaks all of the racial stereotypes that the Democrats have put upon the black community to keep them down, their boot in their neck, so that community thinks that they need government. So that community thinks that they need ma and pa nanny state taking care of them. Herman Cain was introduced to me by a friend of mine, Tom, that I grew up with. At the time, it was earlier in the year, and no one was giving Herman Cain the time of day. People like Bill O'Reilly were very disrespectful to him in dismissing him on his TV show. And Cain just hung in there, spending his own money, meeting with the people, actually shaking hands with the public and looking people in the face instead of just glad-handing. And he started to grow on me, and I liked what he was saying. His color, his skin tone doesn't matter to me. I've been called a racist for the last 3 years because I disagree with Obama's policies. I often like to joke, if I'm racist against Obama, as I've been called many times, just because I'm against his health care, was against the stimulus, was against his hemp, was against the closing of Gitmo, was against ending combat operations in Iraq, and so on and so forth, I'm called a racist because I disagree with his policies. I ask, if I am racist against Barack Obama, am I racist against the 50% of him that's black? Well, the 50% of him that's white. Herman Cain, they're trying to dismiss him, but he's got pizzazz, he's got personality, and he has a plan, and he does not back down. Guys like Rick Perry, guys like Mitt Romney, who I'm not a fan of, they come forward and they get all wishy-washy when the race card is thrown at them. You can't get, the only bullet that the left has in their gun is the race card, obviously, and that's been beaten to death so much, it has no more credibility.
That's pretty interesting over, you don't think? 800-510-8255. Pretty intelligent way of, in terms of an overview of what may be going on with many people. That's host Lou Pate. Here's host Matt Patrick with the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. His name is David Dewhurst, who says Rick Perry is wrong.
Lieutenant Governor, you're going rogue. What's going on here? You are criticizing your boss. I don't necessarily disagree with you, but explain why you've come out and said that you believe that Rick Perry was wrong to support the DREAM Act here in Texas.
Well, I'm supporting Rick Perry for president. I didn't see myself as criticizing him, but I just have a different position. I mean, we agree on so many things, but on the case of in-state tuition for folks that are here illegally, I have a real problem with that. To give a subsidy to these students who I understand who have been here for years and years, they came into the United States through no fault of their own, but to give them benefits is to reward folks that have been here illegally, and I have a problem with that.
And you've seen, Lieutenant Governor, that in California, Governor Brown there, Moonbeam, has just signed the DREAM Act there in California. So, you know, is he wrong as well? Do you look at California, and I guess it's kind of easy, and say, you know, they are also heading down the wrong path?
Oh, I think so. I think at the end of the day, that to reward folks that have broken the law is wrong. The main thing, Matt, that we've got to do is make a decision to seriously secure our borders. And that's not rhetoric. It's got to be the first step. And that's why for the last, 2 years, I've been talking publicly about the need, for heaven's sakes, to look at the number of people that we have in our Border Patrol. Did you realize we've got two and a half times more police in New York City than we have in our entire Border Patrol, mm-hmm. which covers some 7,500 miles. And we have seen through evidence, by putting $400 million of Texans' money into the border, that when we do surge operations, we put people on the border, nothing moves.
All right, so here's Bob Schieffer talking to Newt Gingrich, who has a very important point to make about the Supreme Court.
You basically said it should just be ignored on occasion and challenged on other occasions. You said that you would, for one thing, call judges before Congress.
Sure.
Is that what I understand?
Absolutely.
Well, how in the world would you do that? They're in one branch of government.
You subpoena them.
But one branch of government can't subpoena people in the other branches
of
government.
Then,
they don't have to honor this subpoena.
Bob, if that's true, then the court can't say something to the Congress either, can it? By your standards, this Supreme Court cannot dictate to the President and cannot dictate to the Congress, but they do. And there are clear provisions in the Constitution to rebalance it. There's a judge in San Antonio who issued a ruling so anti-religious, so bigoted, and so dictatorial on June 1st, he should be called in front of a committee, and they should ask him, by what right do you dictate to the American people?
Well, because it's a separate branch of government, for one thing, and the judge wouldn't have to come.
He would have to come if he's subpoenaed. That's my whole point. You go back
could
and look.
The Congress also subpoena the president to come
course.
Up there?
Lincoln,
why didn't he come up there?
Lincoln testified.
Well, so did
Congress.
Gerald Ford, but
that's
he
right.
did by agreement.
By negotiation, but would in fact have been subject to a subpoena, depending on the circumstances. The point is this. Because when you're actually making a more radical case than I am, you're suggesting that if the Congress can't subpoena a judge could not issue an instruction to Congress, that the branches would be truly separate. That's not what happens today. Today you have judges who are dictatorial and arrogant, who pretend that they are the dominant branch.
Yeah. All right. I think he's got a point there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Now we'll move on in a few moments to the Occupy Wall Street protests.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps, over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Protesting in America. Here's talk host Keith Larson with some thoughts on the protesters occupying Charlotte over the weekend.
This is the Occupy Charlotte crowd. This is, they're protesting, they're going to occupy Charlotte. We've had it. I know one of their phrases is, we're the 99%. They want to make some noise, they want to get some attention, so they go have a demonstration uptown Charlotte, 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. It was a sunny day. I mean, my gosh, come on. Come on. You know, if you're going to protest, protest. If you're going to have a demonstration, a sit-in, an occupation, if they want to do a sit-in, if they want to occupy, wait till tomorrow, go down and occupy the Bank of America building. Have some stones. You want to go 60s? You want to go occupy the dean's office? Fine. Go down and occupy, what's his name, Brian, what's his name, Moynihan. Go occupy Brian Moynihan's office. Give it a shot anyway. Huh? Go give it a shot. Go have some self-respect if you're going to have a demonstration and a protest. How do you expect to get on the news? How do you expect to get some attention for Charlotte? How do you expect that Charlotte is going to carry its desired world-class image as the nation's number two financial center if we're not going to have some real, actual, gritty... In New York, on Wall Street, what are you hearing? Tons of people, disgusting, unsanitary, yeah. Bodily fluids. And get some of that going in Charlotte. Get some of that going. And they got Al Sharpton doing his radio show live. That's what you need. See, that's what we need. We need cops on horseback. We need some actual demonstrating. Now, when the Tea Party over the last few years has gone out and had their things, they have people dressed up in revolutionary garb. They have some people out there with the actual pitchforks. They have some three-pointed hats. You got to go look the part. Make some noise. Look the part. Get out there. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, they have a protest uptown Charlotte. Give me a break.
All right. More on the protesters coming up here.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Yes, the Occupy Wall Street protesters are in the focus. Do you understand what they're protesting? A lot of people don't think they know what they're protesting. They're just out there to protest, and that in and of itself is not all bad. Here's radio man David Serrata talking about the political attacks aimed at the protesters.
It's a frightening situation that you have major political leaders now criticizing thousands and thousands of Americans for simply exercising their First Amendment rights to peaceful, democratic protests. And the rhetoric coming out of the Republican Party about these protests is really, really revealing. I want to play some clips for you from what some leading Republican politicians are saying. This was Representative Paul Brown of Georgia speaking on Friday on ABC News. It gives you a sense of the overall thrust of the criticism, again, of simply thousands and thousands of Americans all across the country simply exercising their First Amendment democratic rights to peaceful protest. Listen to how angry, listen to how enraged these Republican politicians really are, how devoted to defending the biggest banks, the richest and most powerful 1% of this country. Just listen to the vitriol in their voice. Here's Paul Brown as one example.
They don't know why they're just mad. And I see people angry. I see people angry in my district too. But this attack upon business, attack upon industry, attack upon freedom. And I think that's what this is all about.
It's incredible. Exercising your First Amendment rights now apparently is an attack on freedom. Have you ever heard such Orwellian newspeak? Exercising your First Amendment rights, according to one leading Republican politician, is an attack on freedom. Paul Ryan, the Republican congressman from Wisconsin who has led the fight to eviscerate Medicare, essentially privatize Medicare, for the richest and most powerful people in this country to enrich them. Here's what he had to say about the Occupy Wall Street protests.
I think it's troubling. Sowing class envy and social unrest is not what we do in America.
You think that's what the president
is doing? I think the president is doing that. I think he's preying on the emotions of fear, envy, and anger, and that is not constructive to unifying America.
So that was Paul Ryan again on the Sunday shows. And the most interesting, I think, comment that came out of all of this, and this is becoming the Republican mantra, that simply to exercise your First Amendment rights to protest and to protest the situation whereby the government has given away so much of our taxpayer dollars to Wall Street. Simply to do that is class warfare or an attack on freedom. How much of our taxpayer dollars went to Wall Street? And you ask yourself, who's waging the class war? Who is attacking economic freedom? Is it really thousands and thousands of peaceful protesters in lower Manhattan or in near downtown Denver? Is that really who the threat to this country is?
All right, and as previously heard, I like what the View has to say about issues like this. Here are the ladies talk about this group.
Occupy Wall Street movement has spread across cities nationwide, and politicians are taking sides. Vice President Biden says they're like the Tea Party. Nancy Pelosi supports them, but Republican candidate Herman Cain calls them jealous Americans playing the victim card. Others dismiss them as an unlawful group with no coherent message.
Well, they sort of take pride in that. I think that they're sort of disorganized. I don't think they want to be that organized yet. There's sort of a grassroots thing. It's taking place all over the country. People are catching on to it.
They're tired. I don't know what Herman Cain, because he said, you know, they're jealous. They want to, the protesters want to ride in somebody else's Cadillac. Then he says, ride in someone else's Cadillac. Then he also said, you know, if you're not rich, it's your fault. Yeah. Don't blame Wall Street. And I have a problem with anybody. I just don't hear compassion, because not everybody is lazy. A lot of people just fell on hard times. They want to work.
But that's just one man. I mean, the one thing that's going viral, have you seen the thing that's actually the smartest answer, I think, to this protest that I've seen? It's all over Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's an ad called Down with Evil Corporations, and it's a play on it. It says, join us as we organize against corporations using social networking by corporations, smartphones by corporations, serviced by wireless carriers that are corporations, wearing clothes made by corporations, capturing it all with cameras made by corporations, and getting there via cars, buses, bicycles, and shoes, all made by corporations. We deserve more from these greedy corporations. Meet us at Starbucks after. It is a really hysterical ad, I think, that is just on point with a little bit of a two-tone.
But you gotta agree, a lot of these people down there, I wouldn't say it's jealousy. I would say that there's a little resentment at the fact that these Wall Street people they got a bailout and nothing's getting given back.
Wait, these Wall Street people, though, let's look no further than the Obama administration, past and present.
All right. There they are, and here you are, and here I am, having listened to and discussed some of the highly controversial items that are available for your consideration on today's Talk Radio Countdown.